the end of the year Chvoyer. So we're holding my Atas Hashem Leilam Tamid. Machshavos Liboy Ledor Vador. Atas Hashem Leilam Tamid is the Eitzah that's really coming off of the puzzle beforehand, despite the fact that it does not follow in Tillin. But as Chazal put it together, it's already mentioned in the Chazal. Mesechta Seferim Yichvayit is mentioned. It's very old, the Chibur of all these struggling together. So Atas Hashem Leilam Tamid. We mentioned last week, Rabbis Moshe, well, last time we had it, Rabbis Moshe Levish, Vatas Hashem Yisokum. So we said Revolbus Pshat that in all the machshavos of the mensch, he has three different ideas what he's going to do. One of those is the Atas Hashem. And the avoid of a mensch is to try to get the Atas Hashem. And that's the one which is going to be Atas Hashem, he's talking. So Atas Hashem Leilam Tamid is referring to the Eitzah to the Eitzah that Hashem puts into a person's mind. Machshavos Liba is the machshava of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Davar Dar. If the Eitzah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into a person's mind is Leilam Tamid, is going to have the Emes Akiyum, that's the one that's going to be He Atas Hashem, He Sokum, then certainly the Machshava of the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, that's going to have the Kiyum L'dor V'dor.
That the refresh that everyone's going to at least be Mechavim somewhat of the Ribbono Shel Olam.
That's what it seems like. That one of his machshavos is the chora. What happens if you thought of you wanted to do either A or B, and C comes out at the end of the day?
Well,
you tell your Rebbe tells you to do C. I can tell you that.
then ask your Rebbe.
He's the Hashem. Right? The Rabbi says, "Tamid Chacham." Ki hu omar vayehi hu tziva v'yamid. Ki hu omar vayehi is referring to the etzem bria that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Baruch she omar v'hoya ha'olam, like we started off, which refers to the original bria. Baruch oisa v'reishis refers to the kim of the bria. Every second the Kadosh Baruch Hu is mekayim the bria. So to over here, ki hu omar vayehi hu tziva v'yamid. He's metava that there should be a constant and continuous kim for the velt. Like we said in the past, the meaning of Tvitas HaDerech, right? You don't see the person flying through the air at top speed. It's that Hashem, this is the Mikta Mileo's Matzah. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu every second is being buried in the Olam. So one second he's buried the person here, and the second he's buried over there. So that's what it means. That there's a constant tzivah from the Rosh Hashanah that should be a kim of the velt. And if he's mitzvah that something should change, so then it changes and he ends up in a different place. When is the Kadosh Baruch Hu boicher b'tzion in Yerushalayim, har tzion? Iva l'moishav loy. When Iva is the letters, this is already brought down by many of the Mefarshim, the Marsha I think says this, but the Yitzhak says this, Iva is Aleph Vav Hey, is Kiyor al Kes Ko Melchamal Hashem Amalek Midor Dor. The Pasuk says at the end of Bishalach says, Kiyor al Kes Ko. The Yad of Hashem is taking a Shvua, Kes is Chof Samach without the Aleph Kisei, Ko is Yud and a Hey without the Vav and the Hey. It's missing from the Ein HaKisei Shalim, Ein HaShem Shalim, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets rid of Ra, which is Amalek. So the letters that are missing is the Aleph from Kisei and the Vav and the Hey from the Shem Hashem. So Iva is Iva L'Moshav Lai. When there's going to be the Iva, when it's going to have the Shleimus of the Kisei, the Aleph and the Vav Hey of the Shem Hashem, that's when it's going to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boicher B'tzion. Yaakov bachar loy ko Yisrael is gulosay. Yaakov is a lashon of Klal Yisrael when they're not in the emes of Madrigo. Yisrael is when they're shleimim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is beicher in Klal Yisrael on whichever level that they're on. Right? There's a famous maaseh with Ruchaim Volozhin who was once learning Tanit Be'Elio. Tanit Be'Elio says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is sameach b'chalkai. All the midas of Hashem, one of them he says that he's sameach b'chalkai. So he was matmiya. What do you mean sameach b'chalkai? He has the entire world. There's nothing that he's missing. How could he be sameach b'chalkai? So he went to the Goyin and he asked the Goyin, and the Goyin said, the Pasuk says in Azinu, Ki chilek Hashem amay, Yaakov chava nachalosei. The chilek of Hashem is amay, it's Klal Yisrael. That means he's sameach b'chalkai in Klal Yisrael, even when they're not in the biggest dargah. The chilek that we're referring to is not the velt. The chilek is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's individual chilek that we're referring to, which is Bnei Yisrael. And even when Bnei Yisrael are Yaakov chava nachalosei, when it's Yaakov and it's not Yisrael, they're not on the biggest dargah. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sameach b'chalkai. So ki Yaakov bachar leiko, Yisrael is gulasa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boicher in Yaakov. As a matter of fact, the Medrash says, you can read this two ways. Ki Yaakov bachar leiko means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boicher in Yaakov, or that Yaakov is boicher in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Yaakov bachar leiko for himself, ko. That we're boicher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boicher us. Yisrael is gulasa. Segula is something that you're not meseich das from. Segula is like a treasure chest. Other Masa Namash Mishmikisei B'chol Shoh. Right? Something which is precious to you, you don't forget about. You can't. It's always on your mind. Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, the darga of the tzaddikim, Kodesh Baruch Hu is not meseich das on them b'chol. Ki yodua that the hashgacha pratis that Kodesh Baruch Hu has with a person is kefi the amount that he is not meseich das on the Ribono Shel Olam. The more he's medabek to the Ribono Shel Olam, the more he thinks about the Ribono Shel Olam, the more he's not meseich das. Kodesh Baruch Hu is also kilu not meseich das from him, and there's a constant hashgacha from the Ribono Shel Olam. Ki leyitei Hashem amay v'nach lasoi liyazay. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not gonna neglect and forsake his am and his nachla layazev, despite the fact that they're not on the dargah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to forget. Burachum yichaper avam layashes, and even if when they do averis, he's not going to forsake us. And not only that, he's not going to get rid of us. Burachum yichaper avin, he gives a kapar to the avinis. It's not that he forgets it; he just does it with rachmanis. Slowly but surely, he gives people yisurim. Every time you stick your hand in your pocket and you get the wrong coin, Chazal say that's yisurim. Memela, slowly but surely, Ayde Yisurim, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mechaper Avin. Not only that, the Stapler says, the best Yisurim is to learn something that you know well. To learn something again that you know well, to Chazer. He says, that Surim that you're giving to yourself, it doesn't hurt. It's painful maybe, but it doesn't hurt. And he says, it's Yisurim that you're getting Liman HaTorah at the same time. That's also Hurachim Yechaper Avin. That's a Kapara, that Ayde is something which you're getting Tsar for. You Mamash Liman HaTorah, all the rest of the Maila, and it's Hurachim Yechaper Avin, Vele Ashkis, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't destroy Klal Yisrael. Slowly but surely he gets rid of the Averis. Vehirba la'ashivapai, many times, hirba is many times, harbe pamim, he's meishivapai, v'la'yorikol hamasai, and even when he gets angry, it's not everything together, it's not all his chema. As a matter of fact, the Chazal saying, Kedushin Achlamin, that the middle of the middle pasuk in Tehillim is this pasuk of Hurachim Yechaper Avin. The song that Sefer Nafshei Chelet Avel Techo, he brings out from the Marsha there, that the Marsha seems to say that Chazal are telling you that it's the middle pasuk because that's the pnimius, that's the pnim of the entire Sefer Tehillim. It all boils down, all 150 kapitlach of Tehillim boil down to this one yisrei. Hurachim Yechaper Avin, I think that's the pasuk. Yeah, that we're davening to the Ribono Shel Olam, please have rachmanas on us. Hurachim Yechaper Avin, have rachmanas on us and don't destroy us. Don't get rid of us. Be mechaper our avinus. Bottom line, we're asking for the Yeshua of the Ribono Shel Olam, which is how we end off. Hashem Yeshua, Hamelech Haneinu Mikreinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the tzoka achreina, the last scream that we're screaming is Kadosh Baruch Hu. We know that you're not going to forget about us, and we know that you love us, and you know that you're never going to, even when you get angry at us, it's here below Hashivapoy, and it's only slowly but surely you get rid of that virus. We're asking, bring Kadosh Baruch Hu the Gula Asida, the Gula Shleima, Hamelech Haneinu V'yem Kareinu means V'yem Kareinu, even the day that we call out. He doesn't wait, even though it says, Chazal said, there's a tefillah which is nene for after 5 years, after 10 years, after 20 years, after 30 years. But the Maisa, I think the Ramban says, by Eke Asher Eke, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe asked the Ribono Shel Olam, please tell me, you're sending me to Klal Yisrael to redeem them from Mitzrayim. They're going to ask me, Gormilei Mashmai, what's his name? Who is he? How do I know who he is? How can I relate to him? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Eke Asher Eke. The Ramban says, Eke Asher Eke, says, you want a raya to who I am? Daven to me, and you'll see that I answer you. Daven to me, and I'll see the answer. That's the biggest raya to the Mitzias of the Ribono Shel Olam. Daven, and the Ribono Shel Olam talks to you, talk to him, he talks to you back. Hashem Yishiyah, Melech HaAneinu, Yim Karim.